mile away. Maybe if you take him out now and no civilians die, we wait 2 minutes and we take out his whole family. Over.
Code weapon.
Weapon coded.
Status.
Weapon armed.
In Drones, filmmaker Rick Rosenthal built a tense character drama inside a windowless control room at a Nevada airbase where the two pilots have a close-up look at the innocent people they will have to kill in order to eliminate the terrorist amongst them. This is the first day on the job for drone pilot Sue Lawson. She will be court-martialed for refusing to obey her orders. Her father, an Air Force general, makes a last attempt to convince her to complete the mission.
If we'd had drones back then, I wouldn't have had to drop bombs on God knows how many thousands of non-combatants. We are protecting people the whole world over.
Rosenthal says his film does not take sides regarding drone technology.
It might be anti-war in the way that Paths of Glory was anti-war, but I don't think it's a film that takes a side as to are drones good or are drones bad.
But it does, he says, question absolute authority.
Is it more patriotic to question when you feel something is being done wrong? And that's a complex issue as well.
There's several unidentified terrorist suspects.
Copy that. Nice work, guys.
Several unidentified terrorist suspects?
Jesus, Jack, they're civilians and kids.
The film raises the question, is it possible to wage an objectively defensive and ethically acceptable remote-controlled war?
Where you stand depends on where you sit. So if you're in the Middle East and your family has been attacked by drones, you're going to have a very strong attitude about the efficacy of drones. And if you are somebody whose family has been wounded or killed by a terrorist attack, you're also going to have a very strong feeling about the use of drones.
Because this technology is going to win us the war. This is going to be the toughest thing you'll ever do. But you can do it, and you will do it.
Rosenthal says although his film is fiction, the story is based on real drone pilot accounts and intelligence on this new type of warfare. And while piloting a drone may feel like playing a video game, the targets are for real. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.